兄姐妹们平安啊！
欢迎收听 PCU。
啊，这是我们教会的 Kafir 的 choir。
This is our church's Kafir's choir。
啊 ，Kafir 是诗篇三十四篇少壮狮子的原文。
Kafir comes from Psalm 34. It means young lion。
虽然他们还不见得都已经少壮了，但是至少早晚有一天会。
Even though they may not be as older and stronger, but one day they will be。
Yeah, 我们真的很希望我们神家的下一代在神的家中、在这个世代中个个都在主的手中被主用。
We truly hope that our next generation will be used by the Lord.
我们感谢主，这个礼拜刚刚过完 VBS、中间跑来过几次看他们，我都很感动。
I thank the Lord that we completed the VBS、this past week. I came by a few times and just take a look at them and I'm really touched.
因为我最近跟余师母在周围大概跑了快二十家教会，很多教会就是他们连儿童主日学都取消了，因为下一代的小朋友越来越少。
So we visited recently about 20 some churches and we found out some of the churches they even canceled their children's Sunday school classes because of lack of attendance.
所以我们为了我们还有这么多小萝卜头在这里，我们要感谢主哈。
So we want to give God thanks for all these children that we still have here.
然后我们也要感谢主，这个礼拜我们终于拿到了 building permit 啊，这个改建的执照。
We also want to thank God that this week we finally got the building permit from the city.
这么多弟兄姊妹的祷告，还有这么多团队尽心竭力的啊，在这里筹划，终于我们拿到了，可以下个月开始那边就拆掉了。
So with all the committees, spending all this effort working on and then all the prayers that you, and support that you offered, then finally we got the permit and starting next month the construction will start.
第三件事情也请大家在祷告中纪念威廉，因为他的母亲昨天下午被主接去了。
Also I want to just remind you to pray for William. His mother passed away yesterday.
在他来的信上全是充满了感谢主，因为母亲走得非常平安，非常尊贵。
So the letter that he emailed me is full of peace and thanksgiving because his mother passed away peacefully.
这是我们神儿女们很特别的地方，我们知道往哪里去啊。
This is a special thing about God's children because we know where we are going.
而且有一天我们都要再相会。
And one day we will meet again.
今天地上的人在庆祝爸爸节啊。
Today people on earth will celebrate Father's Day.
为什么只庆祝爸爸节不庆祝祖父呢？
Why we only celebrate the fathers but not the heavenly father?
因为当 grandfather 比当 father 容易多了。
Sorry, not celebrating the grandfather's day because being a grandfather is a lot easier than being a father.
所以才会有人说早知道第三代这么可爱我就不要养第二代了。
So someone say that if I knew the third generation is so much easier than the second, I would just skip one generation and go directly to the third generation.
你看我在教会碰到孙子孙女都只叫他们 kiss, 我不用再帮他们天天换尿布。
So whenever I see my grandkids, I just ask them to kiss me and then I didn't need to change their diapers or anything.
其实当爸爸也不容易的，真的很不容易。
But being a father is really difficult. It's very hard work.
有一次老公跟他太太 complain 说为什么全家就是你对我讲话最凶啊。为什么你对我讲话最凶，对孩子都这么好。
One time, my husband was complaining to his wife that why you are so hard on me all the time and not the kids.
太太还来不及回答，那些孩子就说，因为只有你不是妈妈生的。
Before the wife can answer, the kids already said it's because you weren't born from the mother.
所以我们不久前这个 Renew the Vow 特别有一个题目说，我算老几，就是生了孩子以后在家里面的排行榜就改变了。
So if you rank the importance in the family, probably husband's rank is the least.
所以弟兄们不要 take it too personal, 因为客观上的确你不是他生的。
So brothers don't take it personally because indeed you weren't born from your wife.
但是爸爸常常都是神家隐藏的得胜者。
But however, the husband often is the hidden victor in the family.
你看一般人都是庆祝母亲节庆祝的多，但爸爸节很少庆祝的，但是你发现弟兄们都不 complain。
A lot of time people celebrate Mother's Day a lot more than Father's Day, but then you notice that a brother doesn't really complain much.
这都是很好的生命啊。
This is a good demonstration of a good life.
有一个年轻人天天 从学校宿舍翻墙出去，到网吧里面去混哈。那个时候，科技没这么好，都要到网吧去。
A teenager oftentimes he skips school and go to an internet cafe.
他也不好好读书，那天天都出去混。
He doesn't really pay attention to the schoolwork, and then he just kind of.
有一天深夜，他又爬出去了，立刻冲回来。
One night he skipped school again. He went outside, but then right away he came back.
从那天开始，他认真读书，成绩突飞猛进。
So from that day on, he started to study really hard, and his school improved a lot.
很多人都很好奇，以为他碰到鬼了，还碰到什么事
？So people are wondering who he met that made such big change.
问了他很久，太太说，我那天翻墙出去的时候。
So finally, he gave the answer. He said that night when I scaled the wall and went outside.
我发现我的父亲送生活费来，为了省钱没住旅馆，坐在墙边整夜坐在那里。
I found that my father, he came to visit and to pay the tuition, but he wants to save money, so he didn't go to a hotel. He just
他在心里面突然被他父亲的爱所震撼。
And he just stayed outside all night, and so the son was impacted by this scene.
圣经上讲到我们好几种不同的角色，有一个角色叫做蒙爱的儿女。
So the Bible said that we have many roles to play. One of the roles that we play is a beloved children.
约翰一书三章一节说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”
So First John says that see that how the Heavenly Father loved us, and that we are being called the children of God, and indeed we are children of God.
前面讲到客观的身份，我们被称为神的儿女。
So the first part talks about objectively we are called to be the children of God.
后面讲到主观的经历，我们也真是他的儿女。
So the second part talks about our subjective experience that we are truly God's children.
这个不上进的孩子原来就是他爸爸的儿子。
So this kid he was his father's son.
他爸爸也早就一直都爱他。
And his father continued to love him.
但是在那一天晚上的时候，他突然 realize。他突然感受到父亲的这个爱。
But that night, all of a sudden, he realized how much his father loved him.
他整个人改变了。
And his whole person changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一个身份叫做蒙爱的儿女。
So brothers and sisters, we have a status, a role called the beloved children of God.
是神的儿女，被他爱的儿女。
We are God's children, loved by God.
道理都懂，唱诗也唱，但是弟兄姊妹，我们需要真正的进入这个经历，你就发现你整个人生不一样的。
So we know all this from head knowledge, but we have to experience it personally so that it anchor, if they it can, so the truth can enter you.
我为着我们家庭月要结束的时候，父亲节要讲这场信息，我祷告了很久，后来想到这个题目啊。
So as I was praying for the topic I want to share at the last Sunday of the family month, and God gave me this topic.
这个题目很特别。
So this topic is very special.
它是针对不管你结不结婚、有没有孩子的人都要听的。
It doesn't matter whether you're married or not, or you have kids or not, you need to listen to this.
另外一个它很特别的地方就是连英文翻译都很难翻。
Also, it's so special that it's very difficult to translate into English.
我们找了几个 AI 试的帮我们翻，没有一个满意的。后来我跟于师母讨论了很久，决定用这个题目。
So we tried to use several AI tools try to translate, but we still weren't happy with it. So finally, I discussed with Pastor Nancy.
我希望希望我们听完了以后都能够明白为什么。
So I hope that after you heard this, you can all realize the meaning.
中文是说从一脉相传到代代相传。
So the Chinese says that from single lineage to generation to generation.
这个也有人讲一脉相承，对不对？中文。
So some will also say that is a inherited from single lineage.
这是从不同的角度来看这件事情。
So it's looking at this topic from different angles.
但是因为我们现在重点是重在传，所以我今天用一代。一脉相传到代代相传啊。
But the focus I want to go with today is about passing down. So that's why I want to talk about it.
今天整个世界这个可以说是百家争鸣啊，各种异端邪说都在这个网络上充斥。
So today from the online, schools of thought, and as well as tons of heresies.
所以我们不仅担心孩子们到底在接受了什么，承受了什么。
So we worry about what knowledge and information our kids are getting from online.
我们也应该担心自己在承受什么，你不知道听了多少东西不该听的。
We also need to worry about us, what have we been reading from online.
所以我们今天要准备从圣经里面，从救恩的真理里面来看这个题目。
So we want to look at this topic from the truth of the biblical truth.
首先我们从旧约来看，旧约这个一脉相传重要，这它主要是指的整个旧约来说的。
So we'll start with the Old Testament. From Old Testament, the single lineage is talking about the consistency from the Old Testament.
你去读旧约历史，你可以发现整个人类在演进的过程中其实是一直朝向堕落去的。
So if you look at the history from the Old Testament, you can see that the trend is going towards corruption.
哦，就在这个堕落的行列里面，神一直呼召得着一般特别的人。
And while it's happening, God is continually calling a group of people to be set apart.
这些人渴慕神，敬畏神，希望为神而活。
These are the godly people that they desire God and they want to live for God.
所以这一般我们叫他叫被分别的子民啊，历世历代神都分别出一般人来。
So we call this group of people being set apart by God and for God.
这个。例如说以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦去，神呼召一般百姓从巴比伦出来回来重建圣殿。
Just like the Israelites, they were captured and transferred to Babylon, and then God calls them out of Babylon back to the land.
在罗亚的世代，整个世界堕落，神把罗亚这一家也呼召出来。
In the time of Noah, the entire world is corrupted, and then God calls the family Noah out.
那么在这些被神分别出来里面的人，你会注意到有一条线哈，一路拉下去，一直到耶稣基督的诞生。
So from this group of people who have been called and set apart by God, you can see that there's a line that leads all the way to Jesus Christ.
你们读圣经的时候，怕不怕碰到家谱？
So when you are reading the Bibles, are you afraid of reading the genealogy part?
我是讲家谱，不是食谱哈，家谱。
Not recipe, but genealogy.
有没有人很喜欢读家谱
？Anyone who loves to read the genealogy in the Bible?
很多时候我们读到家谱，我们忽略它，甚至跳过它。
So a lot of time when we hit the genealogy in the Bible, we either skip or ignore it.
每天读经进度，一碰到历代志上啊，很高兴这九章不读了，跳过去了。
So when you're going through the daily devotions, whenever you hit like a book of Chronicles, you just skip.
那多无聊嘛！谁生什么，谁生什么，那跟我有什么关系？我连名字都念不准，我干嘛要去念它
？So boring that you're just reading this person, gave birth to this person and that person, and that person, just so boring.
我这么讲，因为我是过来人，我常常想跳过家谱。
I'm saying this because I did the same thing.
后来被主管教，这是我的话，你每一个字都得认真读。
And later on, God disciplined me and told me that this is my words, so every word you need to read it seriously.
所以一方面神训练我的 discipline, 我必须认真一个字一个读。就在我认真读的时候，发现里面有这么多教训。
So as I was seriously reading God's word, I found out there's so many truths in God's word.
里面有太多宝贵的 spiritual insights 在里面哈。
There's so much spiritual insights and lessons.
那我长话短说哈，你可以看到神一批一批。家谱其实都在记载神在乎的人。
So, from the genealogy in the Bible, you notice the people that God truly cared about.
或是这一批人引起神注意了。
Or this group of people actually caught notice from God.
像归回的百姓，神数算到个位数哈，例如说137个。
So the people who returned from the capture, God counted down to the single digit.
Everyone count, 每一个在神眼中都是宝贵的。
Everyone counts and they're valued by God.
然后在这么多的这个分别出来里面，有一条线，从头拉到耶稣基督的出现，叫做基督的家谱。
So from all these people, you can see a line extend all the way to Jesus Christ. This is called the genealogy of Christ.
好像这一批人里面有一个主心轴，整个家谱的记载中有一条主心轴，你要去注意它，就是从亚当。一直拉下来，拉到耶稣基督的身上。
So you can see a core axis from all these genealogies, going a single line going from Adam all the way to Jesus Christ.
那首先我们要来看赛特的重要哈。
So let's take a look at the importance of Seth.
我不是在讲我们教会赛特多重要，我是讲历史上那个赛特出现为什么这么重要。
I'm not talking about the Seth school that we have in our church. I'm talking about the person Seth in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕生的两个孩子。不是，对不起，亚当生的两个孩子。
So Adam,
这是我的 rainbow， 谢谢。
Yeah, Adam had two sons.
看我这个儿子，看我眼睛就知道我要什么。
Aaron knows what I need from what I was looking at.
亚当生的两个儿子，亚伯跟该隐。
So Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel.
一个孩子讨神的喜悦，神喜悦亚伯。
So God is pleased with Abel.
一个孩子。这个人的本性就是非常的残暴，嫉妒，然后有、非常残忍的一些个性在他里面。
The other son is full of cruelty.
所以神厌恶该隐，喜欢亚伯。
So God hated.
所以该隐就把亚伯给杀了啊，
so、
亲兄弟杀了。
So Cain killed his own brother Abel.
所以就只剩下该隐这一个非常不好的一个孩子。
So only one child remaining, which is Cain.
那圣经上就告诉我们，神就让亚当，另外得到一个孩子，叫做赛特。
So the Bible tells us that God let Adam get the third son, which is Seth.
好，因为他只是记载故事，所以我们中文念中文，英文念英文。好，我们省下一点时间。我们把这个经文念一下。亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以罗士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名啊，所以在这里神让亚当另外得到一个儿子，得到一个新的。
So here, God let Adam receive another son, a new son.
这个赛特的原文的意思是 new seeds, 新的种子。有人翻译做新的苗啊，就是另外一个新出来的。
So the original meaning for Seth is a new seed or a new sprout.
然后从那个时候开始，人求告耶和华。
So from that point on, people call on the name of the Lord.
然后你去读家谱的话，就是从赛特开始一路生下来，然后生到亚伯拉罕。
So if you read the genealogy, then you can see that from Seth, it goes down all the way to Abraham.
然后你接到马太福音第一章，耶稣基督的家谱，从亚伯拉罕开始，亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，一路生下来，生到基督。
So from book of Matthew, you can see the genealogy of Jesus, and then you can go that from Adam all the way to Abraham, all the way to Jesus.
所以我相信大家已经注意到了，从赛特开始，神开始的一条新的线。一直引到耶稣基督的诞生，叫做基督的家谱。
So you can see that from the Bible that there's a line going from Seth all the way to Jesus, and then this is the genealogy of Jesus.
原来我说这不光光是整个家谱的核心，也几乎是整个旧约历史的核心啊。
So this is the core axis of all genealogies.
它一路上在这里历史的发展。要最后要带进基督的出现。
So the histories or events unfold until the coming of.
所以当我们教会自己觉得要重视我们下一代的养育，准备开始自己有 co-op， 父母亲跟家长大家教会一起来培养下一代。
So our church starts to focus on the next generations. So the many parents come together and we try to raise our children the right way.
因为现在整个世界的教育制度是非常非常可怕的。原谅我用这个字。
Because the world education system these days are horrible and scary.
道德是非都不分，而且多处违背圣经。
And they go against the principle of God, biblical principle, and then a lot of times they do not even decipher right from wrong.
所以当我们教会开始这个小小的 ministry 的时候，要取个名字。我在主面前祷告，主就让我想起赛特。
So when we wanted to give a name to this new ministry that we're starting, God gave me the name Seth.
因为这是一个很有意义的名字，提醒我们，我们是在基督里，是全新的一般子民。
Because this is very meaningful. This name is very meaningful. It tells us that in Christ, we are a new creation.
我们希望我们的孩子个个都是新苗，不是像该隐的后代一样。
We hope that our children, each one of them, is a new sprout, a new seed, not like the offspring of Cain.
所以讲到开这个重要，接着我们来看，从先祖一直到亚伯拉罕，经过大卫到基督这条线，就是我刚才说的耶稣基督的家谱。
So we talk about this line going from the patriarch to Abraham and through David all the way to Jesus.
所以我们一起来读这两节的圣经啊，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，亚伯拉罕生点点点，没空读了。接下来，耶稣是约瑟的儿子，以罗士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。啊，这是在新约圣经里面两次记载耶稣的家谱。
So twice in the Bible it recorded the genealogy of Jesus.
一次是从远方记到耶稣，是从弥赛亚的角度来记这个家谱，是君王的后裔。
One line talks about going from Messiah all the way to Jesus is recorded for the king, Jesus as the king.
路加福音第三章的这个家谱是从耶稣倒回去记，一直记到亚当是神的儿子，是从人子的角度。
So from book of Luke, the genealogy goes backwards from Jesus going back all the way to Adam being the son of God.
所以从这两个家谱我们都可以看到，他都在强调一件事情，这位伟大的神道成肉身来到地上。
So from these two genealogies, you notice one thing is expressing the message that God came to earth in the flesh.
成为人的儿子，而他是一个完全的人子。
Become the son of man, and he's truly a son of man.
好，那这条线不仅演进到基督，那么在历史历代以来，对，这是我昨天做的一个 slide 啊，是有点太小了，看不到。上面是亚当，然后最左边是该隐、亚伯，然后亚伯被杀了，所以右边赛特新苗，看得到吗？然后从赛特一路下来，透过罗亚，神那次再次毁灭全地的时候，罗亚这个家被保留，然后一直引到亚伯拉罕，引到大卫，最后引到基督。
So from this flowchart, you can see that Adam and Eve, and then they have Cain on the left, Abel in the middle, and then Seth to the right. And from Seth, you can see the line going downward to Noah, and then Abraham, David, and Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要小看这一条线。
This is a very important line.
在历史上，仇敌是想尽办法要切断这条线。
So from generation to generation, the enemies try to cut off this line.
你在历史上看起来好像是这些坏人在逼迫义人，逼迫神的百姓。
So from the history, you might notice that oh, it's just cruel and bad people trying to persecute the righteous people.
其实，在撒旦仇敌的 bottom line 最深的地方，他是要切断这一条引进基督出现的线。
But they are all the scheme of the enemies trying to sever this line to prevent Jesus from coming.
他把神的计划想要破坏，借着切断这条线。
Try to destroy the God's plan.
所以你在历史上你可以看，写的没有出来，不听我话。那么在历史上，他一直想要来破坏哈。我这里举了四个例子啊。
So I gave four examples on how the enemy tried to destroy God's plan.
那其中有两个是仇敌想把所有希伯来族的后代男孩子全部杀掉。
So two of the examples show how the enemies try to kill off all the male from the chosen Israelites.
这是旧约在埃及的时候，法老下令所有的男孩子全部杀。
So back in the Old Testament time, the Pharaoh gave the order to kill all the male babies.
我只是用个对比哈。并不是这个摩西的妈妈是在法老的面前推的那个孩子，只是让你们知道他那个时候就是要杀掉孩子，所以摩西被神拯救出来。
So Moses was rescued from this killing order.
那么在耶稣时代，希律王下令要杀尽所有 伯利恒附近的男婴。
So in the Jesus time, also King Herod, he issued an order to kill all the male babies.
他们都是不让耶稣基督出现。
They want to prevent the coming of Christ.
另外两个故事也很熟，扫罗想杀大卫。
So the other two examples you can see on the left, that Saul tried to kill David.
扫罗明明是神高的王，但是他却嫉妒大卫。
So, Saul is anointed by God, but then he's jealous of David.
这圣经上说的属血气的，一直都是逼迫属灵的。
So this is what Bible talks about that the flesh will persecute the spiritual.
哪里有基督要出现，哪里就有仇敌的工作要来除灭。
So wherever Jesus is appearing, there will be works of the enemy trying to prevent him.
所以扫罗后面的做王的后半生几乎全部用来想要杀大卫。
So the latter years of Saul as being king, he spent all that time trying to kill David.
我再讲一个就好了，亚他利亚的篡位啊，整个犹大王是从大卫一直到 一路下来到基督的。
So another example I want to talk about is Atalia trying to steal the throne.
他不像北国以色列北国以色列国二十个王里面这个大概有八次还是九次篡位事件发生。
So unlike the Northern Kingdom, out of the 20 some kings, about 8 times there's a usurpation happening.
南国唯一篡位的就是亚他利亚，她是耶洗别的女儿。
So but on the Southern Kingdom, only one time that this happened, which is caused by Atalia.
上次于书牧已经讲了，耶和耶大把约阿斯把大卫这个系列的血统给保留下来了。
So last time Pastor Nancy already mentioned how God preserved the line of David.
好，那我们长话短说，终于到了基督了哈，基督出现了啊，所以在基督里开始了新造的族类。
So in Christ, a newly created race is born.
所以大家记得哈，整个旧约神一直分别出一批又一批的百姓，而这些被分别出来的有一个主心轴，是耶稣基督的家谱，这个血统一脉相传。
So you can see that we talk about that from the Old Testament, God is preserved and set apart a group of people, continuing forward along the line, a core axis that is the genealogy of Christ.
所以一脉相传这个就是特别重在血统的关系，一个清楚的家谱能够代代传下来。
So this genealogy shows a pure bloodline, a very clear line going downwards, a single lineage.
像我们都很熟悉的戴季中院长，你如果去网络上说能不能列出从戴德生到戴季中牧师所有的家谱中文英文名字给你全部列出来都是 James Taylor一四二四三四四四，他们都是一代一代传下来。
So looking at Hudson Taylor's example, the current Principal Taylor, you ask him, he can actually write down his family's genealogy from one generation to the next.
那么现在在基督里面开始的一个新造的族类，就是从基督开始，它变成全面扩展。
So in Jesus or in Christ, we have a newly created race, and from that point onward, it will spread. It will spread all over.
开始的一个新的族类新造的族类。
A newly created race.
所以我们读一下哥林多前书十五章。
The three, First Corinthians.
他说：“首先的亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。头一个人是出于地，乃属土。”第二个人是出于天，是属天的啊。所以弟兄姊妹，你要注意，圣经用的每一个字都很有讲究的。
So pay attention to the words that the Bible uses.
他用首先的亚当。
He talks about the first man, Adam.
和末后的亚当。
And the last man, Adam.
他没有用第一个亚当跟第二个亚当。
He did not use the first Adam and second Adam.
因为在神的眼中只有两种人，只有两个族类。
In God's view, there are only two people or two races.
一个是亚当的后代铸造的。
One is Adam's descendants, the old creation.
一个是在基督里新造的族类，是属基督的。
Another is a new creation in Jesus.
啊，所以叫末后的亚当，只有这两个，没有别的。
So that's why we have only two types, the first Adam and the last Adam.
但是在这里却有第一个人，第二个人。
Here we see first person, second person.
啊，有第二个就有第三个。
But then from the second person, you see the third person.
所以亚当是头一个人。
So Adam is the first person.
所有头一个人里面的神都不要。
So everyone that belongs to the first person, God do not want.
只有在基督里第二个人。
Only the second person.
而且在新造的里面，他一直一粒麦子落在地里死了，结出许多的子粒来。
And in this person, in this new race, just like a kernel fall to the ground and dies, and then.
所以我们今天在基督里承受了一个基督伟大的生命出生命。
So today we receive a new life in Jesus.
我们成为新造的主类。
We become a new creation.
所以这时候从新约来看，就是看代代相传。
So from the New Testament's perspective, it talks about intergenerational legacy.
在旧约要强调那个一脉一直传下来，因为必须要到基督。
So from the Old Testament, you see a single lineage, one line going generation to generation until it hits.
到了基督，救恩做成了，为着万民的，所以要开始广传福音。让人都接受耶稣基督，就叫代代相传。
So, once it gets to the New Testament, when it gets to Jesus Christ, the salvation is complete. So, the spread to start.
啊，我们这两年在讲承受祝福，成为祝福。
So, these past years we talk about being a blessing and receiving a blessing.
神不仅应许亚伯拉罕说：“论福，我要赐大福给你。”
So God told Abraham that I will bless you greatly.
接下来神也说地上的万族必因你的后裔得福。
God also said that all people on earth will be blessed through you.
所以你看他听到地上的万族要因亚伯拉罕的后裔得福，而保罗特别说这个后裔是单数，指的基督来说的。
So God said that all nations will be blessed through Abraham and this all nation but this person is a singular person that been blessed.
我昨天晚上跟于师母说，哎呀，我说主啊，我不知道明天怎么讲这个道啊，因为蛮多历史背景有点复杂的，但是我希望弟兄姊妹还是能够对圣经、对神整个救恩的计划有个整体的认识。
So last night I was talking to Pastor Nancy that I'm having trouble speak on this subject because it involves so many biblical history.But then I still hope that you can gather the overall picture.
虽然以信为本的都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
All people who believe in God is the descendants of Abraham.
我们都承受了祝福，是圣灵里面的祝福。
We all receive the blessing in the Holy Spirit.
但是在成为祝福的时候，
But when we become a blessing,
圣经特别强调必因你的后裔蒙福。
The Bible says that they will be blessed through your descendants.
换句话说，是在基督里，整个祝福借着教会流露出去了。
So only in Jesus, the blessing will go out through the church to all people.
好，所以我们现在就从这个代代相传，我只提两个点，一个是讲生命的传承。
So I want to mention two points. The first point is the legacy of life.
好，圣经的经文很多哈，我只挑几个最关键的，我已经删了好几个。大家一起先来读刚刚的那一个哈。
Okay, let's read the verses here.
对，来，你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。英文请念一遍啊。
For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith.
然后我等一下念完再来跟大家 complain 啊。现在读下一段，加拉太书第四章四到七节。
Let's read the next verse.
这是英文先读。
Okay.But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
好，我们中文也来读一遍啊。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，要把律法以下的人赎出来。叫我们得着儿子的名分，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后， 你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。好，我们现在倒回来读今天的背诵经文。
Let's read the memory verse.
来，我们一起来读。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。我刚刚说为什么要 complain 呢？读这种经文，为什么大家的表情都那么沉重呢？
So earlier I said I want to complain because that when
I say, 你们因信基督就是什么？真的吗？
Are you sure what you just said?
你要不要跟隔壁说，你知道吗？我是神的儿子。
Tell your neighbors that, do you know that we are God's children?
看你们开玩笑讲就知道没当真。
Looks like you're just joking.
真的，开玩笑讲就表示还不够真，还不能说都是假的。
So we cannot jokingly say that we have to truthfully say.
如果你真知道你是神的儿子，
if you truly know that you are God's children,
而且是蒙爱的儿子，
beloved children.
你觉得我们今天会有这么多这么多的痛苦受压在这里跟人吱吱嘎嘎过不去吗？
Do you think that you still have all these complaints and conflicts with other people?
而且今天的背诵经文讲得这么好，他说我们既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同为后嗣。
And the verse talk about that we are not only God's children but are heirs with Christ.
在希伯来的文化，在以色列人中间，儿女跟后嗣是不太一样的。儿女生来就是儿女，生命的关系。
So in the Old Testament, being an heirs and being a children are not the same thing.
成为后嗣是讲到你长大成熟可以承受家业的。
Being heirs means that you have grown up and you can receive the inheritance.
神创造万有。他圣经上也告诉我们，有一天我们要与基督作王，一同作王。
So God created all things, and Bible says that one day we will be kings, we will rule with Christ.
哥林多前书也说，万有全是你们的。
And the Bible says that all things belong to you.
彼得也告诉我们，我们要得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
And also it says that we will receive.That is kept for us, that's incorruptible, and then preserved for us.
所以我们今天在地上是王，是神的儿女，还不是地上的王的孩子。
So today on earth, we are God's children.
你当地上王的儿子都已经不一样了，对不对？
If you're an earthly, if you're children of an earthly king, that's already great.
Stanford 也好 ，Harvard 也好，常常有其他国家的公主王子在这里读书。
So all those.Famous school like Stanford, sometimes you see that princes or prince
from other nations come to study,
and they will cause quite a stir.
但弟兄姊妹，这都不过是地上的。
But they are only offspring of the earthly king.
我们被称为神的儿子。
So we are called children of God.
以前我读家谱，读上去讲到赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。就讲哇，这真是不得了！其实圣经上讲我们是神的儿子太多了。
So when I was reading the Bible, I see that Seth is the son of Adam, and Adam is the son of God, and that just struck me so hard.
那我们既然是神的儿女
，we are if we are children of God,
我们就应该活得像个神的儿女。
We need to live like we are children of God.
里面有信心，有把握，像我们当初买会所的时候。那个卖主一直在乎的是我们银行的存款到了多少。
We should live with full of assurance and trust. Just like back when we were trying to buy this building, the seller only cared about our bank account.
我们要买的时候，那时候是700万，对当时来说，真的大家都是天文数字，觉得根本不可能的事情。
So at the time, the cost was $7 million. That was a huge number for us.
所以犹太的卖主他也不愿意卖给我们，他天天问说你们现在多少钱。
So the seller didn't want to sell to us. He keep on asking us every day, how much money do you have now?
我们从开始60多万，慢慢进到120万，再去跟他谈。
So we start with $600,000, and then we raise up to $1.2 million, and then we went to talk to him.
他 听到一百万出头，他连听都不想听。
So when he heard that when we had about 1.2 million, he didn't really want to listen to us.
然后我们那时候建堂主席跟他说，我们天上的老爸有钱啊。
And we, Project Lee told him that our heavenly father is very rich.
那个犹太选民，神的选民，竟然嗤之以鼻啊。
the seller who's actually a Jew, he didn't really believe.
咱们老爸真的是天上万有都是他的。
So he kind of disregarded what we just said.
所以我们上班怕老板怕的要死，这个神受不了，叫以赛亚讲说你是谁？你知不知道你是谁？
So, typically we're fear of our boss at work.
你为什么会怕这些必要死的人？
We should ask ourselves, why do we fear someone who will die eventually?
你却忘记了那个铺张诸天、立定地基、创造你的耶和华。
But you forget that your heavenly Father who created all things in the entire world.
所以弟兄姊妹，不光要知道我是神的儿子。
Not only that you need to know you are children of God.
我们要活得像个神的儿子。
And we need to live like it.
啊，以前那个乞丐，是不是叫乞丐王子啊？那个马克吐温写的故事，你们有没有人看过？就是《The Beggar and the Pauper》，The Pauper， 乞丐王子啊。啊，你们都
So the story, the story
太没有文学素质了。就是两个人长得一模一样，一个是在皇宫里面的王子，叫 Edward， 爱华德王子。
So we have two princes, one living in the palace.
一个是在街上当乞丐要饭的，一个叫 Thomas.
The other is actually living on the streets begging.
有天他们两个见面就交换身份。
One time they met each other and they exchanged their identity.
王子穿上乞丐的衣服，乞丐穿上王子的衣服，没有人看得出来。
They exchanged their clothes and then no one noticed.
但是当这个乞丐一进到王宫的时候，换了一套衣服，所有人对他都不一样。
When the beggar entered the palace and after he changed his clothes, everyone treated him differently.
敬畏他，把最好的献给他吃，在那里服侍他。
They honored him, they served him, they gave him the best.
那个王子穿上乞丐衣服进到外面，没有人理他，看不起他，想吃东西没人给他。
The real prince, once they put on the beggar's clothes, no one paid attention to him or.
光外面一套衣服就完全不一样的生活。
Just the clothes, external clothes can cause such differences.
我们里面不光有基督，加拉太书说是披戴基督，里里外外都是基督。
And we have Jesus inside and out.
弟兄姊妹啊，要加油，要知道我们是神的儿女啊。
We truly need to know that we are God's children.
然后看看大家有没有长进哈，你再跟隔壁说一次。
So tell your neighbor.
你知道吗？我是神的儿子。
Do you know that you are God's children?
要用信心与所听见的道调和，弟兄姊妹。
Say it with faith.
我们一点不是在这里这个自我陶醉，这是圣经的话。
We're not fooling ourselves. This is the word of the Bible.
不仅是神的儿女。
Not only God's children.
我们在这里接受王子的训练。
We're receiving the training as a prince.
所以有人说我们现在都在王子训练班里面，神在培养将来要为他掌权的人。
So someone was saying that we're all in the school of God. He's training us to rule with him in the future.
所以我们每天发生的事情，其实神都在训练我们。
So every day, things that happen to us because it's training.
万事互相效力的目的是叫我们被改变的更像耶稣。
All things work together so that we can be changed to be more like God.
我不光有王子的地位身份，我有王子的生命，我也应该要有王子该有的生活和见证。
So not only that we have the prince's status, we need to have the life of prince, and also we need to live like a prince.
所以以前我读到以赛亚书五十一章，仇敌羞辱神的百姓。
So one time I was reading a story from the Bible where the enemies were shaming God's people.
他对神的儿女们说，你过来过来，让我踩踩你。
They say that, come forward so I can step on you.
他就说神的儿女们就趴在地上，以备像街市一样，像马路一样，趴在地上任人践踏。
So the people of God actually lay on the floor and let the enemy just trample on their back.
我那时候读这段话，我就哭了。
I wept when I was reading this passage.
今天多少神的儿女们被仇敌践踏着脚下。
Today, so many of God's children are trampled by the enemies.
仇敌说：“你过来，让我踩一踩。”
The enemy says, "Come forward, so I can step on you."
网络色情呼召一下，我们就 surrender.
So the pornography, online pornography calls you, and then you surrender.
我们一些不该做的事情，不该犯的罪，仇敌试探一来，我们似乎就 surrender.
And whenever the temptation comes, you surrender.
我们负面情绪出来的时候，我们就是走不出来，就是不肯原谅别人。
Our negative emotion comes, and then we just caught in the middle. We refuse to forgive.
我们天天活在很多很多不自由和瑕疵的里面。
We live in bondage every day.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Son of God calls you to be free, and you are truly free.
因为那条线拉到了基督，在基督里，他把完全的自由、伟大的生命都赐给我们了。
Because that line led to Jesus Christ, and in Jesus, you are totally set free.
让我们在基督里都成为神的儿女了。
Let us all become the children of God in Jesus.
而且成为神的后嗣，神在这里训练我们。让我们那天能够与他承受、能够在他的应许里面承受万有。
So that we can be trained as heirs of God, and then we can receive all the inheritance from God.
所以我们的使命要去传福音。
So we have a mission, which is to share the gospel.
我们的使命要帮助周围的人也来接受耶稣，也来得着耶稣。
Our mission is to help the people around us to come to know Jesus and accept him.
因为在基督里福音为了万民了。
Because in Jesus, this good news is for all people.
不再是为了以色列，是为了万民的。
It's not only for the Jews, but it's for all nations.
所有愿意相信接受的，都成为神的儿女。
All who are willing to accept will become children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，一脉相传，讲到引到基督的家谱，基督的诞生。
The single lineage, talking about a line going all the way to Jesus Christ.
然后在基督里面，我们负着生命传承跟使命传承的使命和责任。
And in Jesus, we have two responsibilities, which is the legacy of life and legacy of mission.
先从自己家里面开始。
Starting with your own family.
千万不要让你的孩子跟王永信牧师他们所做的统计一样。80% 的孩子离开家以后否定他们的信仰。
So there's a study show that 80% of children reject their belief after they depart from the home.
我们看到他们从小在教会长大，从小站在这里唱诗，从小在这里在教会里面服侍，但是很多人一上了大学就被掳掠了。
So all these children, they grew up on in the church. They sing hymns, they study the Bible, but once they left home and going to college, they stop going to church.
生命的传承一定从我们周围最近的人开始。
Legacy of life starts from your home, from people who are around, near you.
然后由中心扩展到圆周。
And from the center going outward.
有一个女儿跟同学抱怨，她说：“我跟我爸爸中间几乎没有沟通，我们最常讲的两句话。”
So a girl complained to her friend that.There's no interaction between me and my father.
我碰到我爸爸，我就问他说：“我妈呢？”
So there are two. We only talk about two things. When I see my father, I would say, "Where's my mom?"
他碰到我就说：“你妈呢？”
And when he sees me, my father would just say, "Where is your mom?"
他说：“这是我们两个最常讲的话，除此以外。”
So these are the two sentences that we talk about the most.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要抓住孩子还在你眼前的机会，要常跟他们沟通。
You need to seize the time that you still have with your children and communicate with them often.
这是讲到生命的传承。
This is talking about the legacy of life.
那今天爸爸节，我希望爸爸在家里面不缺席。
So today is Father's Day. I hope that the father will not be absent from home.
我刚刚讲爸爸在家是隐藏的得胜者，还有人偷笑。
Earlier I said that the father is actually the hidden overcomer in a home, and someone was laughing.
他们做过一个统计，爸爸妈妈。都爱主都稳定聚会的话，孩子会稳定继续聚会的大概70%。
So a study shows that if both husband and wife are having a stable church life, their kids will become will continue to stay in church even after they going off to college will be like maybe 70%.
你知道，如果只有妈妈爱主，只有妈妈稳定的来聚会的话，孩子会继续稳定聚会的百分比是多少吗？从70%几掉到15%。
So if only the mother having a stable church life, the kids continue to stay in church after college is like it drops from 70% down to 15% or so.
如果妈妈不爱主不来聚会，爸爸很稳定的聚会，你猜孩子们会继续稳定聚会的百分比是多少吗？
So,
弟兄们替自己争口气嘛。
So if the husband having a stable church,
你觉得多少？30%，
30%，
太没信心。问你们年轻人啊 ，Aaron， 50%， 你是看了我的 notes 啊。
So if the husband having a stable church life, the kids, the percentage of kids going continue to stay in church after college is actually 50%.
你也知道答案。你这么 trust 他，55%啊。
55%。
所以你知道父亲对孩子们的影响力吗？
So you know the importance of father's influence on the children.
两个都不好好聚会的话，孩子会去教会会稳定去只有6%。
So if neither parents go into church, then only about 6% chance that the kids will stay in church.
对不起，我看到我们中间一些是在美国长大的，这个你看不懂。有一次我去加油站跟人家说要加多少，说6块钱，一想人家看不懂。
So people who are born here probably doesn't understand this sign means 6.
所以我们要从家里面开始，福音一定要在家里面，特别是牧师讲得到，福音一定要在自己家里面先开始。
So the gospel, the good news needs to start from the home.
如果自己的孩子、自己的配偶都不救，
if you don't even save your spouse or your children,
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对他们的亏欠。
Then we truly owe them.
所以保罗说，你在我身上所听见的这些，你要去教导那些能够忠心教导别人的人，要一代一代的传下去。
So Paul said that what you learn from me, you need to teach the people around you.
好，最后我要讲到我们今天自己的使命和挑战。
So now I want to talk about our own challenges and mission.
SVCA 虽然我们都很宝贵，它像个家。
So we treasure SVCA just like a home to us.
但是教会是神的居所，才是我们的家。
But the church is the dwelling place of God.
所以教会存在的目的是为了盛装基督，然后荣耀见证基督。
So the existence of church is to glorify God.
所以我们各种的事工，不管福音，不管培训，不管建造、敬拜、牧养、关怀，全都是要以基督为中心，让基督居首位的。
So all ministries that we involve in SVCA, the final goal is to glorify God and exalt Him.
真像马拉基书结束的时候最后一句话，我们希望在这里所有的儿女的心都转向父亲。
So from the book of Malachi, it says that we hope that all the hearts of all children will turn to God.
我们在这里被装备，我们在这里成长，我们在这里传扬福音，见证基督。
We train here, we grow up here.And we're here to witness for Jesus.
我们教会另外一个很重要的 ministry 是香柏牧师的 training center.
So we have another very important ministry in our church, which is the CTC.
这是神给我们的恩典，让我们的祝福不被扣留，能够满溢出去。
This is God's blessing to us, so that we will not withhold His blessing, and that it can overflow outward.
所以我们的学员现在在世界30-40个国家，我们起码有好几千位。弟兄姊妹，他们很多我们都不认识，但是都非常非常的爱主。
So we have more than 1,000 students all over the world from 30-40 some countries.
从他们的见证里面，我们很受激励，都在各地的教会成为那边的祝福。
From their testimonies, we're truly encouraged because they are being blessed and blessing others in different churches around the world.
这是我们国度的服事。
This is our service to God's kingdom.
我们也透过网络，透过各种的管道，我们在这里服侍这个世代的神的百姓。
Through different channels like online, we are serving different people around the world.
我们也借着本地的福音聚会 community 啊，我们也希望英文组能够越来越强啊，让我们不光是以中国人为主，我们真的是以当地这些这个众生这个所有人的需要为主啊，传福音。
So we also hold local gospel meetings.We're hoping to actually reach out to the local communities, and then we're hoping our English ministry can also
So
Seth is actually a legacy that we focus on the next generation.
你们都知道赛特最近因为场地的事情，所以花很多功夫，我跟师母都相当疲倦的在这里，为了下一步的需要在那里想办法。
So you know that all the issues and conflicts that we run into on the staff recently regarding the place of holding the school and all that.
但是当我们两个谈话的时候，我们最感动的就是赛特的父母不仅没有埋怨，那么同心的尽心竭力的一起来为着这个小小的 ministry 在那里摆上。
So what touches the most is that the parents of these children in Seth class, not only that they do not complain, but they actually help work with us together.
不管你们的孩子有没有在赛特，那不是最重要的事，而是我们要有赛特的精神。
So it doesn't matter whether your children are in the Seth class or not, we need to have the spirit of Seth.
我们在养育孩子的时候，就是要培养他成为新苗。
When we're raising our kids, we need to raise them to be a new sprout.
成为新造的子民。
Become a new creation.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
所以我们整个的 ministry 就是一个大的十字架啊，跟神之间，然后我们传给后代。
So our entire ministry is like a cross, a relationship with God, and also passing down to the next generation.
我们向外福音宣教，还借着博训，我们可以服侍各地。
And on the side, we are reaching out to different parts of the world through the gospel.
所以我们伯特利大堂的建造一点不是为了我们有一个更大的场地，更舒服的场地。
So the Bethel Hall is not meant to be a more comfortable place for us to worship.
我希望我们里面都带着使命，知道这是基督的家，是为了见证他，为了传扬他，为了荣耀他。
So I hope that we all carry the same mission. This is God's home. We're here to exalt Him, to share the gospel to how to
在这里世世代代，只要 SECA 存在，我们永远都是同心高举基督，做教会的见证。
So here, as long as SECA is here, then from generation to generation, will continue to be the witness for God and exalt Him.
2023年，我们在跟亚洲的一些博训的助教们。关怀同工们开会的时候
In year 2023, when we're having a meeting with the co-workers, CDC,
师母提出来一个题目，是我们大家都非常担心也在乎的，就是一般的教会都是姐妹多弟兄少。
Someone brought up a topic of discussion, which is that in an average church, oftentimes we have more sisters than brothers.
那一般在养育孩子的事情上，也都是姐妹花的功夫多，弟兄常常缺席。
Also, regarding raising the kids, oftentimes the sisters spend more effort and time than the brothers.
那天在开会的里面，就有一些的姐妹提出要求，她说：“于老师，你能不能多开一点怎么当丈夫、怎么当好爸爸的课
？”So in the meeting, some sister raised the question, "Brother Yu, can you open up more classes teaching the brothers how to be a good husband and good father?"
我不是很谦卑的回答，我是很真心的回答。我是第一个，我不是好爸爸，也不是一个很好丈夫，我不好意思讲这个题目。
Truthfully, I answered them saying that I'm not really a good father or a husband to talk about this topic.
我是第二个，我说就算我开了这个课，来上课的也大部分都是姐妹。
And secondly, even if I start this type of classes, I suspect that most people who come will be sisters.
那我今天讲这个，就是希望我们中间的爸爸、弟兄们不要缺席。
So I'm talking about this today because I want husband not to be absent.
然后另外一个，其实我是很感恩的，因为我看到我们教会很多的弟兄们其实并没有缺席。
I'm also very grateful because I see that many brothers in SVCA are not absent.
在我们开工的前20多年，祷告会绝大半至少大概2/3是弟兄们。
About 2/3 of the people who attend the prayer meeting are our brothers.
不是指姐妹们不爱主，姐妹们牺牲自己让弟兄来聚会。
It's not that the sisters do not love God, but they sacrifice their time so that the brothers can come to the prayer meeting.
现在如果你礼拜二来参加我们的祷告会
，So if you come now to our prayer meeting Tuesday night prayer meeting,
你会发现很多夫妻都一起来， 然后我们这些小孩子们比大人还想来祷告会。
You notice that many times the both couples, husband and wife, come together, and then you notice that the kids also love to come.
祷告室的旁边，真的是好像天堂一样，快乐的不得了。
So they're waiting outside the prayer room, and they would really enjoy themselves.
所以我希望我们全家一起来哈，好好爱主，好好。好好彼此相爱，在这里一起成长，好吗？
So I hope that we come as a whole family to love the Lord.
在我们唱今天的回应诗歌之前，我不知道我们中间有没有你还没有信耶稣的人。
So before we sing the hymn, I don't know if there any one of us here who have not accepted the Lord as your Savior.
虽然我今天的聚会不是一个福音性质的聚会，但是我希望借着这样的一个短短的交通，你能够了解在这么伟大的神里面，他的用心是什么。
So even though this is not meant to be a gospel meeting, but I hope that through today's message, you come to know God's purpose and value.
圣经上说，时到日期满足的时候，神差他的儿子来，为了要把这个福音、把救恩赐给我。
So the Bible says that when the time comes, God sent His own Son to come to save us.
在时候满足的时候，叫我们因为信了耶稣，我们都成为神的儿子。
And at that time, we can accept Jesus and all become children of God.
不管我们的身份地位不一样的，是神的儿子，是蒙爱的儿女。
No matter where we're coming from, we are beloved children of God.
更是要叫我们在生活、在经历中、在各样困苦痛苦中，都经历到我有一个老爸这么爱我。
God wants us to experience Him through our daily lives.
我们都应该跟他说 Happy Father's Day.
We need to
真的这么伟大、这么爱我们的主。
Because He truly loved us.
我们也想邀请你们也来成为他的儿女。
We also want to welcome you to become his children.
约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
First John says that he who receives him is the one who believes in him.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He gave him the right to become children of God.
这等人不是从血气，不是从情欲生的，乃是从神生的。
He is not born of the flesh, but is born of God.
所以信耶稣其实很简单。
It's very simple to accept Jesus.
虽然那个代价大到神必须为人流血舍命。
Even though the cost cost Jesus' life.
但是他把成为神儿女、承受伟大生命的那条救恩的路为我们做的这么简单。
But he paved the road to salvation for you.
所以如果你愿意的话，请你在座位上把手举起来，好吧？这是你人生很荣耀的日子。
So if you like, you can raise your,
有没有这样子的人？你也愿意跟我们基督徒一样，都成为神的儿女
？You can raise your hand to become children of God, just like us.
有没有这样子的人？我最后再问一次，你不要管别人，这是你的事。
You don't need to look at others.
有没有
？Anyone here?
还是我们中间没有福音朋友
？Well, maybe there's no gospel friends among us.
那我第二个呼召是为了我们所有已经是神儿女的。
So my second calling is for all who already accept the Lord.
马拉基书结束在神心中的遗憾。
Malachi ended with God something that God really truly.
他希望有一天，不光他这个为父的心转向儿女。
God wants the heart of the father turn to the children.
也希望儿女的心都转向父亲。
And he wants the hearts of the children turn to the father.
人在这里庆祝地上的父亲节，当我们想到我们天上真是有一位这么爱我们的老爸。
While we're celebrating Father's Day on earth, we need to think about we have a Heavenly Father also.
让我们也都起来爱他。
Let's all rise to love Him.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，好不好？我们站起来唱。
Stand up.
跟充满什么的姊妹呢？
我 building a big, strong people of what?
一方面是充满赞美，第二节是充满什么？
Full of praise,
充满生命哈。
Full of life.
我们既然里面拥有了神儿子的生命，
Now that we have the life, the Son of God,
让我们的教会也真是满了生命，不再有忧愁叹息、伤心苦毒任何的仇敌的工作，我们借着赞美我们来享受我们该有的祝福。
By praising God, let's receive all the blessings from God.
我们只唱第二节充满生命，再唱一次。父亲，我们何等的感谢你！当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你把你的爱子赐给了我们。
While we were still dead in sin, you sent your beloved Son.
让我们这些因信耶稣基督的人都成为了神的儿子。
For those who believe in you, you become children of God.
主啊，让我们不仅仅在这里见证说我们是你的儿女。
Not only that we witness in here that we are your children.
也让我们真的经历说我们真是他的儿女。
And we truly also experience being your children.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
建立你的教会。
Build your church.
让教会成为你爱和生命的流露。
And church and you can display your love and your life.
我们在这里永远高举基督。
Here we exalt Jesus.
归荣耀给神。
Give God the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus.
Amen.